Welcome to it from the Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, a vaccine for cancer. Wouldn't that be incredible? Yes, it would. Let me just jump to the correct answer. Well, a human trial on lymphoma patients is proving very positive, so we may have some great news on the cure someday soon. Two, the purge is on at the Department of Homeland Security. Kirstjen Nielsen out, and so is the director of the Secret Service after the Chinese incursion in Mar-a-Lago, plus a few more heads have been rolled out the door to spring cleaning, I guess, in Washington. And number one, a man living in Maryland and inspired by ISIS was all set to kill people walking down the street in National Harbor, Maryland. But police caught on before he could go on his murderous rampage. Now, we were just there at National Harbor. And this shows you how close you can come to being a target of a terrorist or a target of hate. Welcome to it on a Tuesday. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Yeah, we were just in National Harbor, Maryland. So when this story started to clear the wires yesterday, Ivy and I looked at it and said, wow, this guy planned to kill people in National Harbor. The only reason he didn't, this ISIS-inspired terrorist, the only reason he didn't is because when he got to National Harbor, there weren't enough people on the streets. He wasn't satisfied he'd kill enough people. He wanted to wait. So he went and jumped, broke into a boat, jumped in there and slept for a while. Now, National Harbor is right outside of D.C. It's where CPAC was held this year and last year and every year for a while. So I've been to National Harbor. I know it quite well, at least that part around the Gaylord National Hotel. But this man, Rondell Henry, charged with a criminal complaint, interstate transportation of a stolen vehicle. He had stolen a U-Haul truck. And there's a couple of things that are weird about this story. First of all, he was reported missing back in March. He was missing, and there was a search for him. And then it was reported in the papers the search was over. They had found him. He was in good shape. He was in fine health and so on. So then they find out, the stories come out, that he had stolen this U-Haul truck from a parking lot. And he had stalked and planned at Dulles International Airport for a while. He circled that place, trying to figure out how to kill people at Dulles, and decided, well, that's not going to work. And this is at the end of March, March the 27th, driving around Dulles International Airport, which is in Virginia, by the way. It did that about 5 in the morning. But he couldn't seem to find a way in, so he gave up on that. He said, well, he was going to go to National Harbor. He was inspired by the truck slaughter at Nice, France, for which ISIS claimed responsibility. So after he tried to breach Dulles' security perimeter for more than 2 hours, he returned to the U-Haul. Then he allegedly drove the U-Haul from Virginia to the National Harbor, which is like a resort area. He arrived around 10 in the morning. And he walked around, but he found nothing of interest, not enough people. Now, by this time, the police are looking for the U-Haul. It's missing. They're on their way, and they find it parked on the street in National Harbor. Then they go to the cameras, and they see this Rondell Henry, full Muslim beard, full decked out in this whole look, if you will, and see that he had snuck off to the harbor and broken into a boat where he had slept. When he came back out of the boat, they arrested him. He faces 10 years in prison. But he said he planned to drive and drive and drive and drive. That's one of the quotes from him. He planned to drive and drive. He wasn't going to stop. He was going to run over people and kill them. Drive and drive and drive and drive. And murder as many people as possible. And inflict as much pain and misery on the non-believers as possible. It's not that terrorism bothers me that much, but it's the fact that I was just there. I've been there before. It's a place that seems like a decent place, lots of security, lots of police. I just find it hard to believe and incredible that it would have been targeted. Not at the time we were there, but shortly thereafter. And it makes you wonder, where you go any given day, are you going to be targeted? Situational awareness is extremely important these days. You walk in, you look around, you establish where you are. Is there an exit? Is there a back door out? Is there a different way to leave this building than the way I came in? I think about those things all the time. I didn't used to. state police friend of mine got me to thinking that way. He never sits with his back to the door. In fact, he'll make me move and buy lunch. Weird. Anyhow, so he was always sitting with his face to the door and prepared for anything that might happen. And his face to my wallet. Never mind. Anyhow, the point is how close you can come to something like this and never realize it. Have you been looked at before? Has your street been looked at? Has the mall been looked at while you were there? Has a football game or someplace you've gone been looked at, cased, if you will, while you were there? Or for a time you were going to be there? Unsettling, I think, is a good way to put it. At any rate, this guy is facing a long prison sentence, as he should. And they got that one right, thankfully. The police acting quickly, finding him, tracking him down, putting him in handcuffs. And yes, he has been returned safe. Now, while that's going on one end, you've got Yujing Zhang, the woman who allegedly breached security at Mar-a-Lago. And she showed up with a whole pile of equipment. She had several thumb drives. She had a signal detector that's used to find hidden cameras. Thousands of dollars in cash, all in $100 bills in her hotel room. Different zip drives. Different SIM cards. Those are the things that go in and out of smartphones and devices make them operate. She's being held now at a Florida federal court. Remember, this is the woman that walked into Mar-a-Lago, walked by Secret Service, and it wasn't until somebody sitting at a desk, a secretary said, wait a second, she doesn't belong here. Who is that? And these thumb drives loaded with malware. Big investigation here. As a result of this, or directly following this anyway, the director of the Secret Service is being removed. He's gone. Tex Ailes, Randolph Tex Ailes, gone. He's been with the Secret Service for 40 years. President Trump instructed Mick Mulvaney to fire him. Now, keep in mind, the Secret Service director reports directly to the Department of Homeland Security director, Kirstjen Nielsen, so you start to wonder, are these things related? Is the failure at Mar-a-Lago to protect the president properly, to protect the country properly, are these things related? The director oversees the Secret Service's work on both protection and investigations. And so now you're seeing a purge. There's a purge happening at the Department of Homeland Security, because Kirstjen Nielsen's on through Wednesday or Thursday of this week, and then she's gone. She's out. And now Tex Ailes is out. And a lot of changes there. And let's be clear about this. The Department of Homeland Security needs changes to secure the border. Secret Service, the reason that Tex Ailes out may be entirely different and related to this Chinese national trying to infiltrate U.S. security. Not trying to infiltrate U.S. security. She did infiltrate U.S. security. How embarrassing. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. my family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.